Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me now.
Connections, ladies and gentlemen, with your host, Kevin Vaughn, and I tell you, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Wake Up Everybody. What a powerful, powerful song, ladies and gentlemen, and apropos for this subject tonight. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, guess what, man? This song will probably be played in year 4,000 in the future and beyond. Just amazing to be playing this on Mars and Jupiter in the future, because it will be apropos and applicable every time we need it for our society. Just amazing. Wake up, everybody. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with your host, Kevin Vaughn. Again, hey, call in number 347-843-4559. We have some powerful people on the line on our Power Connections program tonight. The call in number 347-843-4559. We can listen in to our wonderful guest tonight on the network. Hey, with that said, we're going to get right to it, guys, because they don't have a lot of time. They are busy people. We are going to be introducing through a bio real quickly, Dr. Leslie. She's a mother, administrator, businesswoman, author, motivator, speaker, and so much more. We could be here for probably half hour just talk about her resume. And then we got Mr. Wayne Pledger, ladies and gentlemen, engineer, businessman, technology consultant, trainer, and teacher, and motivational speaker as well. He's going to join us. They're both going to join us, ladies and gentlemen, in a few minutes. And we're going to be discussing tonight our wonderful topic. On Dr. Leslie's book, Setting Boundaries for Your African-American Son, 8 Steps to Take Control Of. We'll be introducing you to that wonderful book that she wrote and getting some information from her tonight and asking her some questions about this wonderful, awesome topic, ladies and gentlemen. So welcome to those listening all around the globe, Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. Hey, for those who will be listening later on, we're excited about that. So thank you so much for that. And we always got to thank our wonderful listeners out there. So thank you so much for listening all across the globe on Power Connections on the Team Network. All right. Yeah. And we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Hey, we're going to get started here, guys. We're promoting and talking about Dr. Leslie's book, Setting Boundaries for Our Young, for your African-American son, 8 Steps to Take Control of Your Life. It's very, very important. But I want to read their bio because they're such awesome individuals. And I had the pleasure of knowing Dr. Leslie for a few years and meeting Brother Wayne, too, as well, ladies and gentlemen. So we're just excited about them being on the Power Connections program. Hey, this is Dr. Leslie Inspires. Dr. Leslie, a former public school educator, is the founder and CEO of Dr. Leslie Inspires, as well as Solid Foundation Christian Academy, ladies and gentlemen, in Stone Mountain, Georgia. For those who are outside of the United States, that is in the United States, the state of Georgia. I love it. While working with families in public and private school settings for over 20 plus years, Dr. Leslie has encountered many fragile relationships between African-American mothers and their sons. Between the raising of Black boys who find it difficult to become men to the boys who lack personal responsibility and end up in the U.S. prison system. Unacceptable, right? We got to change that. We're changing that. The need to help Black mothers stop enabling their sons and cultivate healthy relationships with them has become more clear. Since Dr. Leslie continues to see the same problem over and over again, she has developed a group coaching program and workshop to help women discover strategies to help their teen, 20, 30, or 40-something-year-old sons grow up. This problem did not just start. Dr. Leslie believes that there, if we empower and educate these struggling African-American mothers, then the boys-to-men cycle will be stronger and our young men will make better decisions. Amen. Her book, Setting Boundaries for Your African-American Son, 8 Practical Steps to Take Control of Your Life, gives her a platform to help in a subject area that no one is talking about and everyone knows is true. That's right, Dr. Leslie. Some people just can't handle the hard stuff. You are tackling the hard ideas. You're not only recognizing the elephant, you're recognizing the giraffe and recognizing the tiger and all the animals on the planet in the room. So somebody's got to do it. And I know Dr. Leslie loves doing this area. She's an awesome, awesome individual. She sets satisfaction and adds value to her life, knowing that she is making a difference in the lives, amen to that, of people she serves. And it's all about servanthood, ladies and gentlemen. So it's all about from God. Being an agent for culture change and seeing the impact she is having on Black mothers and her sons and their sons has put her in her soul's path, amen. When someone that she has helped sees the impact and she has made their life and comes back and says, thank you. Wow. It is her confirmation that she has stepped into her purpose for this time in such a place as well. Dr. Leslie has a very distinct feeling of knowing that she is doing exactly what she was born to do. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen, when you know, I mean, you know, without a doubt, I mean, nothing can stop you. Devils can't stop you. Matter of fact, God won't even stop you because you're doing his will. Ain't that powerful? So get to know what you're all about, ladies and gentlemen, and get to it, right? And so she is doing exactly what she was born to do. And at this point in her life, she believes that every experience that has plagued her and made her feel deeply sad was for now. Isn't that powerful? It's amazing how those things strengthen us. We don't know till we go through it, right? And then we know later on that it has strengthened us. That's wonderful. She believes that every conversation that she has had or didn't have with a mother about her son was for now. She believes that for the many personal, confidential, and emotional conversations that she has had with people over the years who believed and trusted and sought about her device was for now. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Setting Boundaries with Your African-American Son is available on Amazon through the Amazon link. Just type that in there, ladies and gentlemen, Setting Boundaries with Your African-American Son. And of course, you can contact me and we'll get with Dr. Leslie later and find out how to contact her. But you can call me at 404-401-0233 for more information about how to get the book. 404-401-0233, Setting Boundaries with Your African-American Son. This is a high priority, ladies and gentlemen. This is at DEFCON 5. In the military, I think it's DEFCON 4, but this is at 5 or whatever the highest level is right now in our society. Hey, Brother Wayne Pledger, ladies and gentlemen, one of his favorite quotes from Winston Churchill says, success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Winston Churchill, if anybody done some history on him, he won a lot of things for the country of England. Just incredible. Hey, Wayne Pledger grew up in the south side of Chicago. He graduated from Bradley University with a Bachelor's of Science in Engineering. He's currently enrolled in cohort at the University of Alabama, pursuing a degree in construction management. Amen. He proudly holds the position of Vice President of Strategy, Programs, and Technology for Solid Foundation, a Christian Academy, having a decorated background in information technology and facilities. One of Mr. Pledger's major goals for Solid Foundation is to create and develop a cutting-edge technology program within our own facility, within the facility, for the students and the adults we serve. Mr. Pledger has an array of corporate background experience through working with Fortune 500 companies such as IBM, State Farm, CBRE, and Google. Brother Wayne gets joy out of working with people, and he can make a difference where he can make a difference and see that their lives are changed as a result of what he does. He regularly does motivational speaking with youth organizations also too, ladies and gentlemen, around our wonderful United States. Hey, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I know that was a lengthy introduction there, but we had to do it there, ladies and gentlemen. But put your hands there together for Dr. Leslie and Mr. Wayne Pledger coming on board. I love it. How y'all doing out there?
Woo-hoo!
Wow.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. I'm so excited about this program. I don't know what to do. We're going to get right to it. How y'all doing today?
Wonderful.
Fantastic, Brother Kevin. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much. Well, Dr. Les, we always, and Brother Wayne, we always give our guests the opportunity to say a few opening comments there, but, you know, at the state of our union, if you will, what's going on, but anything on your heart you want to open up with, Dr. Leslie, we'll let you go first, and Brother Wayne second, just an opening statement there. Anything you want to say to us out there?
Well, basically, we'll let you ask the questions, but we're very excited to be on the show today. We look forward
yes.
to adding value to Men Network, and we're just excited about everything. So thanks for having us.
So thank you so much for your time. Brother Wayne?
I'll second that. This is Brother Kevin. Thank you for having us so much. As you mentioned, we want to tackle the hard stuff. And this
Absolutely.
Is about ministry. This is about serving. And we're here to serve. And,
Amen.
And many times, the earliest we can tackle is the better. So thank you for having us. We look forward to talking more.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for your time, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Dr. Leslie and Mr. Wayne Pledger, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections today. I love it. Well, let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Leslie, you got to tell us about this wonderful, what, I guess we always ask the authors, what, I know we talked about that in your bio, but what really inspired you to write this book? A little bit about that more.
Write the book. Okay. That's a question that I get often. And
yes,
so, of course,
ma'am.
You did read a lot of it in the bio.
Yes,
but what
yes.
happened, and I do talk about this in the book, one night I was, throughout the process of writing the book, I did what you call a bookinar.
Mm-hmm.
And on the bookinar, I read a particular chapter that is not in this book, but it was talking about the Willie Lynch curse.
Yes.
And I read an excerpt of that piece talking about how the women have been scarred as a result of
yes.
watching black men in front
mm-hmm.
of their children and their wives. And so
mm-hmm.
kind of took it from there and added some other information about my experience and just how basically I feel about what is happening in our schools, the school systems with
yes.
black women and their sons. And part of that conversation consisted of women, you are babying your sons too much to the point where they are
yeah.
becoming damaged goods, you
mm-hmm.
know, and seeing this every day is quite alarming. So I talked about that on this particular bookinar. And I had asked my daughter to get me at least 10 people on the phone. So
mm-hmm.
I do know there were at least 10 people on the phone. And when I hung up the phone after the bookinar, mind you, I did not accept comments, questions,
mm-hmm.
or concerns. It was just a phone call listening with people listening to that. And then they were sent a survey after the call. And
mm-hmm.
after the call, hung up the phone, and my phone blew up literally.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Women were calling saying,
yeah.
oh, my gosh, you were talking about me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, what should I do? What should I do now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I
mm-hmm.
heard you talking about the young kids, but what am I going to do? My son is 40. My son is 30. My son is in jail. My son, you got to get some strategies for that. I mean, I heard everything.
Yes.
And I went to bed just with my eyes open because I knew that I had to do something and provide type of, you know, information from there.
Right.
So that's how book started, basically.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, around the globe there, we're talking to Dr. Leslie, and we're promoting her new book and talking about her new book, Setting Boundaries for Your African-American Son Control. Ladies and gentlemen, you go to Amazon. And, Doc, also, too, what I want people to know, that because I know people are going to want to get this book for sure. What other locations people can get the book online as well other than Amazon? Is that pretty much it? Let me know. Let us know now.
That's the only place where it's being offered right now. When I go places to speak, I do take copies with me, but even I get them off of Amazon. So, yes, that's the only place right now.
Well, great. Well, let's talk about that, because I know people around the globe will be listening to this specifically in the United States. If people want to invite you out for speaking engagements as well, of course, to bring your books and purchase your books, how do they do that? Do you want us to want them to call me or call you first? What you want to do?
Yeah, they can call you for now. Our website is under construction just because we're adding some new material.
Fantastic.
But the email address for that is info@drleslieinspires.com.
Fantastic.
That's
one more time, Doc.
info@drleslieinspires.com.
Amen. Well, Dr. Leslie, as you know, this is very, very serious what you're talking about and what you're writing about. We don't want to give too much away in the book, of course, but this is very serious because it's not being addressed. And as you know, God has set up the family a certain way, and when that's broken, you know, things don't work the same, obviously, and that's what you're addressing. So that is kudos to you on that, without a doubt. And we just thank God for your strength and for your courage, really, to get that going. So thank you so much for that. Powerful, powerful. Well, Doc, let's talk about the title a little bit, Setting Boundaries. Can you give us a little insight on what boundaries are you talking about here in the book?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I have found is women, mothers in particular, and this book is geared more towards African Americans. We have another one that is just about sons. We took off African American because as we speak to different audiences, I hear this is not just a black thing.
Right.
It's a white thing. I hear it from white people, Hispanic.
Right. Yes.
You know, but the thing is, I've chosen to focus on African American sons because when you talk about inner city areas, or you talk about, you know, just African Americans, period, which is where my expertise are, you're talking about imprisonment. It's something that we're dealing with that some of the other cultures don't necessarily deal with at the same magnitude. So at school, as you know, you read founder and CEO of Fowler Foundation Christian Academy. So being an educator in the public and private school setting, I see mothers who I can see with my grandson at 3.
Yeah.
But it, as far as the school system goes, it can be something as small as, well, my mama said that I don't have to write my times table.
Right.
Really?
Wow. Right.
Or my mother said I didn't have to do this. Or my mother said I don't have to do whatever it is. Which is a huge mistake. You know? And some of those conversations can take place with the teacher instead of talking directly to the sons. And what parents don't, what mothers, because it's usually mothers, you know, mothers, they are usually the ones that we see or the ones that we deal with directly. 90% of the time. And I wish that I could tell fathers, the ones who we do have the opportunity to talk to, I do tell them. Because it is very important that males or that fathers are involved in their in the lives of their children. It makes a huge difference.
Yes,
so whereas the mother, she might be screaming and hollering about what she told the child to do, told her son to do, the father can come in and, what did I tell you to do, boy?
Right,
you know,
right,
and
right.
Who does it? That fear factor is there.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Most of the time when the authority of the man has not been usurped.
Mm-hmm,
so we can
look
deeply into
yeah.
the situation just by the mannerisms
yeah.
Or the behavior of the son.
Yeah,
you know?
That's good, Doc.
And
yeah,
and the
good.
Thing is being able to, you know, right now I realize there is a sphere of influence that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we've really opened it up to say this is what we're doing, because we've been doing it for years, of course. But now, Kevin, within the last 2 years, I mean, it has become agonizing to me to see the level of disrespect and to see the level of no good, basically. I mean, and you hate to say that to
I know what you're saying.
Parent,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, take out the trash, fix your clothes, iron your clothes. You know, at Solid Foundation, those are not just suited to us. This is a choice that we have decided to, that we have made so
that's
that we can make a difference in the world. So these are our children when they come to us. It's
that's
not just we're trying to educate them from the standpoint of, here, you need to learn how to read, write, and do math. No, we're talking about life skills. And so now with setting boundaries, the mother is involved. Because when you talk about setting boundaries, we're saying, it's okay, Mom, to say no. It's okay to say no. That's a boundary. That's one of the biggest boundaries. Because now, when the boundaries are not set, because mothers, they love their sons so much, it's to a fault. You know? And so, you know, we all want our sons, we all want our children to become law-abiding citizens. You know, sons who love the Lord. You know, part of the story that I tell in one of the other books that's not out yet is, you know, Hannah, she gave her, she prayed for Samuel. And when she got him, you know, in her labor, she told the Lord that she would give her son over to him. She would raise her son in the admonition of the Lord. And she gave him over to Eli to raise. And so when she did, Samuel was good, but Eli had two other sons that he did not set boundaries for. He had the boundaries set for Samuel, but he did not set the boundaries for his own sons. And that was a huge eye-opener for me, actually one of my favorite Bible stories, because he ended up losing his life over the fact that he did not set boundaries for his son. And the word of the Lord came to him through Samuel that if you don't, this is going to happen.
Right.
And it did. His sons stole money from the church. They slept with women in the church. And he said, you know, you all have to stop it. But he said it just like that. You all have to stop it. The Lord wanted him to do more. You don't just say it. You have to do something.
That's
you have to make sure it doesn't happen. And so when we talk about boundaries, it's a serious thing. We can go all the way back and piece everything together to really understand how serious it is.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. That's powerful, Doc. And you would think that the, for the believers, that based on that history, knowing that what God's word said and his prophets were true and even proven back then is the same today. It's happening over and over again, even today. It's amazing. Just amazing that we haven't learned from that. You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest thing we haven't learned from those Bible verses. So that's powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, that was the voice of Dr. Leslie. Ladies and gentlemen, former public school educator and founder and CEO of Dr. Leslie Inspires, which she does so well and so wonderfully. Also, as well as Solid Foundation Christian Academy in Stone Mountain. She's the CEO and founder of that as well. And we're just excited about her new book, ladies and gentlemen, Setting Boundaries for Your African-American Son, 8 Steps to Take Control of Your Life. That can be purchased on Amazon, but also give me a call if you need more information about setting up or getting in contact with Dr. Leslie about coming out and speaking to your organization, you know, to your association as well. Give me a call at 404 404-401-0233. Just text me if you like, 404-401-0233. We've been listening to the wonderful voice of Dr. Leslie on Power Connections. Hey, Doc, we're going to switch over to Brother Wayne right now. Brother Wayne, how you doing? So you ready for us, buddy? I love it.
Doing well. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
I love it, man. I tell you, Dr. Leslie, you know, we can have a whole couple hours with her easy, man, talking about these wonderful subjects. But I love it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are now switched over to Dr. Pledger. I call him Dr. Pledger, and he's an awesome individual. And we're going to ask him about his role with the organization. And he is an awesome individual. I had the pleasure of meeting him, and we want to see what he is contributing to this wonderful cause that Dr. Leslie has talked about, ladies and gentlemen, already. But Brother Wayne, tell us about what your role is here, my friend, and what you've been doing, my friend. Thank you.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I serve as the Vice President of Programs, Strategy and Technology for Solid Foundation Christian Academy.
Yes, sir.
But more than that, we really try to focus on the unique customized learning strategy at Solid Foundation. It is truly a unique thing because these kids need us out here. We're dealing with mass incarcerations. As you know, 5% of the world is incarcerated. Of that number, 25% is made up of incarceration in the United States. Of that number, 40% of those folks are black. And we need to address that. We need to make an impact. And we're doing that at Solid Foundation Christian Academy. So my role is to enhance the programs and enhance the things that Dr. Leslie has spent so many years working on addressing as it relates to the kids, but to take it to the next level. If we can keep these kids from being incarcerated, just get them to high school level, get them past high school level, then we have reduced the amount of incarcerations by over 55%, according to statistics. So my goal and my focus is truly to minister to the kids. We have started a technology program, Brother Kevin. It's all a foundation. Yes. We teach the kids how computers work. We teach them how to tear them down hands-on and put them back together. We are also launching a mentoring program next month. And we want to make an impact with these kids to help them learn and to grow. There are several statistics out there that talk about how mentoring impacts the kids and keeps them from being incarcerated and helps them to become further leaders. I'll pause for a minute.
Yeah, that's powerful. Yeah, that's powerful, Doc. That is very, very, very good and very, very interesting. Yeah, you still with us, Doc?
I am. A couple of things I'd like to add as well.
Yes, sir.
So from the mentoring perspective, we see that it has a positive impact twofold. There's two key early warning detectors in mentoring, which is one of the reasons why we're trying to enhance this and grow. The first early warning detector is a high level of absenteeism. And statistics show that a lot of kids get disenfranchised with the school system. Dr. Leslie talked about a little bit about her history and her experience in the school system. It's an antiquated model. I would say it's an antiquated model, and it is hurting these kids. They get disenfranchised. They stop school altogether. The dropout rates increase, and it causes great harm with our kids. Mm-hmm. But studies do show that with mentoring, students who meet regularly with mentoring, all right, are 52% less likely than their peers to skip a day of school, and then 37% less likely to skip class. So right there, we have just impacted these kids just by mentoring to help them stay engaged in school, help them to grow, and help them to become leaders.
That is powerful.
Go ahead, please, Brother Calvin. I'm sorry.
Go ahead and finish your thought. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other part that we see is recurring behavior problems. There's a lot of recurring behavior problems in school, and a lot of times these kids are misdiagnosed as being problem kids. Too many times they're kids of color, our own people. And so these customized learning plans, a Solid Foundation, help to get rid of the stereotypes that something is wrong with our kids. Our kids are highly functional. They are available to learn and to grow, whether or not they're in a two-parent home or a single-parent home.
Mm-hmm.
So young adults who face an opportunity gap but have a mentor, statistics show they're 55% more times likely to be enrolled in a college and 130% more times likely to become a leader. So we feel there's mentoring going on all over the world, has been for years. But at Solid Foundation, we want to push our mentoring program and capture it and help to grow and help sync it up with the customized learning plan model that Solid Foundation has. And a lot of the things that Dr. Leslie talks about in her book deals with the statistics of incarceration. It deals with our young men and how they're impacted if they are not getting the proper teaching by their parents, by their mom, and the hurdles that can happen, the barriers that they need to overcome. And so that, and other than being incarcerated, other than catching a felony because of the crime bill that our former president Bill Clinton passed for us, thank you very much. Now they have to overcome internal hurdles where they need to find out who they are so they can grow on their own masculinity. And so these are some of the things that we're trying to do at Solid Foundation through our mentoring program to help grow these kids into good, strong young men to lead our families and to contribute to make an impact on the community.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, that was the voice, is the voice of Mr. Wayne Pledger, ladies and gentlemen, engineer, businessman, technology consultant, trainer, and teacher and motivational speaker, ladies and gentlemen, that's part of the Solid Foundation Christian Academy in Stone Mountain, Georgia. I tell you, Brother Pledger, that was powerful, and we know it's needed. And while you was talking, and Dr. Leslie, while you all was talking, what I love about Solid Foundation Christian Academy, ladies and gentlemen, this is just a few areas I picked up. They focus on the children, okay? I know I needed that, guys. I know you probably had the same type of training growing up, but we needed focus, right? That's what my teachers helped.
Yes.
Also, mission-driven, right? Yes. They're mission-driven. They have a specific mission. That's what the kids want to know. Also, how about this one? This is caring. You guys care. Not to say the moms and dads don't care, but they just don't have the time. Even the school system, they really care, but they're not in a situation where they can really care the way they like to, because the system's not designed to do what you guys are doing, as you know. You know that. Engaging is the other area that Solid Foundation does, ladies and gentlemen, under the leadership of Mr. Wayne and Dr. Leslie, as well as the engaging part. And then they help, this is the one I love the most, guys, they help the students to think. I love that. They help them to think. And Dr. Leslie and Brother Wayne, people are not thinking today because they're not getting the skills to think. I'm saying, why are you doing that? They don't even know why they do stuff today in some cases when you ask them. They don't even know. Why?
No reason.
It's amazing. So we thank God for you. And matter of fact, y'all better put your hands together for Brother Pledger and also Dr. Leslie and what they do, guys, because this is Superman and Superwoman stuff going on here. Sure. No doubt
and,
about it.
And Kevin,
yes,
one of the things I wanted to add too that Mr. Wayne didn't mention, I wanted him to talk a little bit more about his role as far as Dr. Leslie Inspires with the coaching program.
Absolutely.
We have gone to speak at places and we find that the men, believe it or not, come up to us a lot. Because the men kind of feel like, you know, out the side of their mouth, they're like, help me, help me.
Right.
They're trying to find a way to help this woman to understand that she is hurting their son or the young man in their life. So one of the things that Mr. Wayne brings to the table is he's the one who, if I'm talking and I'm giving them strategies, he gives it from the male perspective. Wayne, could you just
you
talk
go.
About that for me?
Yeah, that's powerful.
Sure,
yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Yeah. So a lot of the things we're trying to do is help our young sisters who are out here as mothers doing the best that they can with their young men. And it gets to a point where they try to build those strong relationships. They're doing the best they can. But sometimes those relationships can get into a codependency relationship.
Yeah.
And so as a young man, you have to overcome those hurdles and understand that being in that codependent relationship with mom is not going to enable that young man to become the true man that he is called to become. And so it's important to understand some of those things and break down those barriers, break down that ideology of I have to be close to mom, I love my mom. You can't be mama's baby all the time. You have to grow up.
That's
you have to love to provide and protect. And a lot of that comes from moving into that codependency without them knowing it. And so there are opportunities to grow and become masculine and to learn and to mentor and to lead, regardless of coming up. Because, again, our sisters are doing the best that they can, and we need to help them. And that
That's
has
right.
a lot to do with this book, giving them some tidbits and some principles
to
move forward with, and also helping the young man to grow up and grow on his own as well.
Amen. Amen.
And
I love it.
From a woman's perspective, Kevin, as you know, that might be a hard pill. A hard.
That's a hard one.
Swallow.
Yeah, it's hard. Yep.
But
it's hard.
Coming through our program, this coaching program, Dr. Les Inspires, Wayne is able to help them to see that from in a non-threatening perspective.
Right.
From a male perspective.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
who else are they going to ask? I've had some of my clients who actually call me in the midst of a heated argument. Well, he doesn't want ours home, or he doesn't want me to do whatever it is
to our
son.
Right.
Well, she can't see it because she's too close.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
She's too
That's
close
right.
to it. But when they become a part of our coaching program slash mentoring program, they now have access to non-threatening advice that says, he's out, your husband or your boyfriend is absolutely right. And if you want to stay married, you may want to consider this.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And so,
that's good.
You know, Wayne, he can give that. I can give it from the female perspective, but his role is to, for sure, give it from a male perspective.
Oh, I love it, Dr. Leslie. That is so powerful, and Brother Wayne, that is so powerful. I was thinking as you were talking, I'm taking notes here. See, you guys are given the why and then the results. See, that's the key. People
Absolutely.
Need to understand why they have to change. They got to change. They know they want to change.
Yes.
Some of them want to change, but they got to know why. You just don't want to do stuff and let your son go or not go, whatever. You got to have a why, and then you guys are also teaching the results of that. That's powerful, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hey, for those listening all across the globe, go ahead, Dr. Leslie, go ahead. Get your thought
Okay,
in
I'm here. Sorry. The other part of that is you just said it. We're giving the why, but one of the things that we have found is important to the coaching piece of the program is just like any other program, they have to be ready because when women come into this program. It's one thing, there's one program to kind of hear the information, but then there's another part of the coaching program where you can only be a part of this program if you want results, if you are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Because what I have found is you have some women who are walking around with blood, busted eye vessels.
Wow.
They are walking around with chest hurting.
Wow.
Hair falling out because of this boy, because of their son who is running them in the ground. But they feel, as women and as mothers, they feel obligated to do these things for this boy. And he's using so much manipulation. And this is a serious problem. It's not just with one, two, or three. It's enough for me to say we've got to do something about it. And we
Absolutely.
Want to try to catch them. Of course, we see it at a young age, but now we're trying to catch it before they become adults. But it starts with the mother's understanding how she can get, giving her strategies on how to get her peace back, how to get her joy back, because she's lost her peace and her joy trying to
meet
the needs of this young man who's not ready, who doesn't want it. So she's got to want, she's got to be tired of being sick and tired to the point where she's ready to listen. She's ready to listen. Other than that, we don't want to work with them because we can't really, we're talking to somebody who doesn't really want help.
Right,
Exactly. Just turning around.
That's it.
And
that's
so
it, Doc.
We get it all the time, but
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn, our special, special guest, Dr. Leslie. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a mother, an administrator, businesswoman, author, motivational speaker, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Wayne Pledger's with us as well, engineer, businessman, technology consultant, and trainer, and teacher, and motivational speaker as well with the Salad Foundation. Christian Academy, ladies and gentlemen. I love this, man. This is great. You know, people got to be relentless today, Doc and Brother Wayne. You guys know this already, but you got to be relentless for change today. You got to be relentless and also tenacious as well for change. You got to really want it. But you also need help, right? Like all of us, you got to go get the right help, ladies and gentlemen. So today we're promoting the book as well of Dr. Leslie Leigh Jones, Setting Boundaries for Your African-American Son, 8 Steps to Take Control of Your Life. I highly recommend you get that on Amazon, ladies and gentlemen. Or if you need some more information on how to get in touch with Dr. Leslie for speaking engagements as well, speaking engagements along with her book, bringing her book so you can purchase, give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. This is Power Connections with Dr. Leslie and Mr. Wayne Pledger. Well, Doc and Wayne, Brother Wayne, you know, one thing we got to do, because I know you guys got to go here, but we got to have some takeaways today. So, Dr. Leslie, please give us some takeaways. And we're going to be promoting this book throughout the whole year, actually, and more. But give us some takeaways, Dr. Leslie. And then, Brother Wayne, give us some takeaways, something you want us to do. Because I'm going to tell you, folks, I'm going to tell everybody on the planet, you need to get right with the Lord, first of all, right? Get that all straightened out, whatever you got to do there.
Amen.
And then you begin
Amen.
To seek help, seek the right help for your family and whatever you got to do. But you got to be learning. You got to ask questions, but you got to get with the right people. And we have the right people on this line today, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Leslie and Dr. Wayne Pledger from Solid Foundation Christian Academy. And guys, I want you to get in touch with them, with me, whatever we got to do, but I want you guys to get that book. But today we're going to hear some great takeaways from Dr. Leslie and Brother Wayne Pledger. So, Doc, give us some takeaways, what you want us to do, what you want families to do. But before I even do that, Doc, I got to give a hand to our single moms and dads out there. But we do thank you guys so much because you guys are awesome.
Yeah.
You guys just take a minute. Hold on a second. I'm going to get the claps up. We love you single moms and dads who are doing your very, very best. So God bless you. You guys are amazing what you're doing today. No doubt about it. So we do take our hands off to you, hats off to you. We're clapping for you. We're praying for you. So single moms, it just amazes me, Doc, and Brother Wayne, what they're doing today under the pressures of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, so much pressure's coming from them, and they still manage to pull it off. They still manage to get their sons and daughters in college. And they get to be PhDs and doctors and lawyers and all that good stuff. Isn't that powerful? So, again, we just thank God for our single moms who says, I ain't letting nobody stop me from getting my children to where we want to get them. So I love it. Thank you.
That's
again.
Right.
Incredible. Incredible. Well, Doc, we'd like to hear from you on your takeaways and Brother Wayne, your takeaways for the day. What do you want us to do?
Well, before the takeaways, you made a comment about single moms and single dads.
Yes,
I just wanted to add, too, when we have conversations with people, people tend to think that this is a single mom and a single dad issue. But believe it or not, at least half of our clients are married. They're married.
Okay.
And what's happening is... they could be married in blended families or married with the father, the biological father of the children. But what's happening, remember that curse that I talked about at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Many women, many African-American women have an overwhelming need to protect their children, even in some cases from the father, whether he is the stepfather or the biological father. And so what happens is, you know, when you get in a situation where that there's the son, even if the son, I mean, and I'm not saying this just to be, I'm telling you what I know and off of my research. Even if the, say for example, if the man has been in the son's life since they were two, let's just say since the son was two.
Yes.
Many cases, the mother, she still feels like that is her son and takes away the authority of that stepfather.
Yeah.
And so she's still married, but she's operating as a single woman because of regret, because of guilt in having
put
that child in a divorce situation. I mean, there's many different reasons why it happens. But nevertheless, it does. But that's your situation. And as a result, you still come up with the same issue as if a person who was single.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you still puts that child out there. He still is not listening to the father, who really is the person who can help back her up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing that we want to help her with is we don't want her to get to that point if we can. We want to help to give her more vision to say, hey, let him in, because we know that he is the stronger vessel. So we have to, you know, let him in. So that's with that.
Yeah.
So we just want to.
That's great.
I'll just give the website again, which if they go there now, they'll see under construction. We actually just took it down yesterday to add some of our other programs that we will be offering. So it's going to be the bomb site. But that's info at drleslieinspires.com. They could also visit us at www.solidfoundationchristianacademy.com. And we just want women to know that there is help. The world is become increasingly more dangerous and wicked.
Yeah.
And if there is something that we can do, or if they feel that they are ready for change, they can give us a call and also invite us out.
Very important.
Their organization or facility to talk about this subject, because sometimes it's easier to talk with strangers than it is with the people truly love them, you know.
But we're
looking for change, and we can help.
Yeah, that's powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Dr. Leslie. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a mother, administrator, businesswoman, author, motivational speaker, and also CEO and founder, ladies and gentlemen, of our wonderful Solid Foundation Christian Academy, ladies and gentlemen, and also the founder of Dr. Leslie Inspires. And she does that, ladies and gentlemen. I want to encourage everybody who's listening and in your network, as well, okay, if it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, Snapchat, whatever, you guys get that information out there and start contacting Dr. Leslie and Brother Wayne here about having them come out and speak to your organization, ladies and gentlemen, and also get ready to purchase that book as well. And we've been promoting the book, ladies and gentlemen, Setting Boundaries for Your African American Son, 8 Steps to Take Control of Your Life. Brother Wayne, I love it.
Yes. Brother Kevin, if I may add, just as closing comments, we all tend to act out of our subconscious, and we really try to minister to the kids and young adults one at a time. We really try to give them principles so that they can have good balance in their life, in the mind, body, and spirit. So with that, it requires a sowing of self-help, and we encourage everybody to just reach out to Solid Foundation. There's a lot to offer there from a mentoring perspective. We're really growing the technology program, growing the mentoring program. We're helping single moms. We're helping women as a whole. We're helping these children with customized learning plans. Wonderful things going on. We encourage you just to reach us to the website or definitely contact you, Brother Kevin. We will welcome you with open arms, give you our love and everything we've got to help you move forward in life, you and your child and your cousin, your nephew, what have you. We're here for you. We're here to serve. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Mr. Wayne Pledger, engineer, businessman, technology consultant, and trainer and teacher and motivational speaker for Solid Foundation Christian Academy, ladies and gentlemen, in Stone Mountain, Georgia. That's in the United States for those listening outside this wonderful country of ours, USA. You know, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you know that the foundation, the Academy needs money, right? Y'all know that, right? Everybody out there know that? They need money as well. So y'all can donate to as well. So y'all can donate to whatever you can do there. And that could be technology. It could be money. Whatever you do, it is tax deductible, I believe, Dr. Leslie, if I'm not mistaken. So you can do that. So give me a call for more details. We'll make sure Brother Wayne and Dr. Leslie get the information. But if you guys can donate money or any latest technology, things like that. I know one thing, Doc, we got to get over there is a robot. We got to get some robot, a working robot or something like that, if you don't already have one. But we got to get a robot that does some things for the kids and help them out in that area. So we're going to work on that.
If I may, we are looking to update our computers. We're looking for 20 new computers. If someone wants to bless us with that, that would be fantastic. There's a robotics club that we had a vision for to help them learn how to control a robotic arm, just simple programming, whether it's Python, Python, Java, etc. Visual Basic. So please, whatever you can, just give us a call, reach out to us. We'll be glad to receive that blessing. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. And also anybody who has those contacts, guys, in the corporate world or private world, whatever private sector, let us know as well. Give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the planet Earth, this has been one of the best shows on the planet, Dr. Leslie. And Brother Wayne, thank you so much for your time. I love it, man.
Thank you.
Man, we could be on, we could go easy another hour. Easy, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, for those who just joined us, we've been talking to Dr. Leslie, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Wayne Pledger, who are part of and founders of the Solid Foundation Christian Academy in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And we've been really talking about Dr. Leslie's book, ladies and gentlemen. And this is DEFCON 5, guys. We got to get this fixed and improve this area, setting boundaries for your African American son. More books are coming out on everybody else's son as well. So hang in there, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
So we don't want to leave them out because we know, I think, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty confident that every culture on the planet has some issues in the area of raising sons and daughters. So we're not. Yes, ma'am. Go for it. Go for it, Doc.
Yeah. Didn't mean to interrupt. I was just trying to
get it.
Spoke at an event one time, and afterwards, Caucasian lady, 91 years old, said to me, "I heard what you said, and you were talking about me." I said, "Really?" She said, "Yes." She said, "I have problems with my son, too. He's 65. And I," she said, "I have the same problem." She said he just moved back home, and she said I'm trying not his clothes. She said his clothes are all over the floor, but I'm trying to
65.
Step over them now instead of just picking them up. And she said this, and this was the first aha moment. She said it's not just a black problem. She said it's a white problem.
Yeah.
It is a problem of mothers with sons.
Absolutely.
And that was an aha moment for me to say, wow.
Yeah.
And then
absolutely.
She came, I saw her reading the book one day because she's a volunteer at the church.
Yeah.
And I actually gave her a copy for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And first of the year came back and she was reading the book. And I said, "Oh, so what do you think about the book?" And she looked me square in my eyes and said, "I see me on every page."
Yeah.
And she looked at me and said, "I haven't spoken to my son in 2 weeks. He's been in Chicago, but I haven't heard from him." And then she said, "Should I call?" But what she was taking from the book, she was trying to figure out, am I mothering too much if I call him at this age? But I'm worried sick about him because he's been gone and he hasn't, you know, called me. And I thought to myself, that's kind of disrespectful, you know, 91 years old.
Yeah,
and not
exactly.
calling your mom to just say, hey, check in. But those are the types of things that we're dealing with when we're talking about these sons. It doesn't matter. He's 65. Not showing her the respect to just call in to care for her. They'll take, but have a problem with giving.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I'll stop on that note.
I love it. Brother Wayne, if you don't mind, Brother Wayne, say something to the brothers out there, the men. Say something strong to them right now. Tell them to, first of all, man up, grow up, but say something to them, Brother Wayne. Don't get me started on that one, but go ahead and help me on that one.
Listen, young brothers, we need to be responsible. We need to make good decisions, not hood decisions. Definitely need to man up. Definitely need to grow up. People are watching. People need us. God put us on this earth for a unique purpose, and it is not about us. We need to get out of self and minister to someone else. There is someone out there that are depending on us, depending on you. I encourage each and every one of you to make a difference today. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
And brothers out there, if you want to talk, we can talk, okay? Confidentially, we can talk. Brother Wayne and I'd be glad to get with you and share some ideas or just listen sometime. We're not perfect, guys, but we do know a few things that will help you move along. But I tell you, though, Brother Wayne and Dr. Les and everybody out there, men need to be challenged a little differently today. They need to be challenged and also very up in their face about changing and getting back to God. Gentlemen out there, you got to get back to God. Some of us have lost, this is a men only I'm talking about, not leaving the women out, but some men have lost their first love, which is Jesus, the Lord,
Christ,
our Lord,
yes,
and God and Holy Spirit. So we got to get that right. So we're going to working on that, guys, through our networking with Brother Wayne and Dr. Leslie. So guys, get ready for that. But guys, get back to the godly things. Go read the Word. We can help you with that. Character. Yeah. Oh, man, Wayne, we're going to talk about character later on. Men need to update character. We got to do that. But you got to know where the character comes from, ladies and gentlemen. The character comes from God. God has already set everything in place, men, how to act, how to treat women, how to treat your family, all of that. And you got to man up for that. But we're going to talk about that another time. Wow, I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting on another show, actually. So anyway, welcome to Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen. We had Dr. Leslie with us today. Woo-hoo! And Dr. Wayne Fletcher, thank you so much for your time. It's been incredible, guys.
Absolutely.
And guys, I want you guys to get that book. I want you guys to get the book, promote the book on all social media. You guys are using your phone out there all the time. Put something on there that are worth it. Setting Boundaries for Your African-American Son, 8 Steps to Take Control of Your Life. Give me a call, text me, say, hey, Kev, let me know how to get in touch with Brother Wayne, Dr. Leslie, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Thank you so much. Well, Doc, we're excited.
Yes.
And Dr. Wayne, Brother Wayne, thank you so much, man, for your time. I know we kind of went a little long, but it's a perfect subject. Awesome subject, important subject. We're at DEFCON 5. DEFCON 5. This is very serious, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to solve this. It's almost like a meteor coming towards the earth that if we don't stop it, it will obliterate the whole planet. We got to stop this. It's that serious. It's that serious. We're going to throw everything we got at it to blow it up, to stop it, and what we got to do to make it happen. So, guys, take it seriously, but get some help. You know, we're not saying you got to do it all by yourself. Yes. Get some help. And Dr. Wayne Pledger and Dr. Leslie are here to help you guys. Once again, we thank you so much. Dr. Leslie, Dr. Wayne, thank you so much, man. This has been powerful.
Thank you.
I almost wanted to start crying. Yeah, I almost wanted to start crying. There's so much going on here. But I'm excited about that. Well, guys, you have a great rest of the evening, Doc. And Brother Wayne, have a great rest of the evening. Be safe on the roads as you travel. And have a great and powerful week coming up as well. Can't wait to talk to you guys again on Power Connections. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Take care.
God bless you.
Bless you now. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we had a great time with Dr. Leslie, mother, administrator, businesswoman, author, motivational speaker, and also Brother Wayne Pledger, engineer, businessman, technology consultant, trainer, and teacher. And he motivates the youth as well, ladies and gentlemen. He's an awesome individual and knows how to help our young people today. Hey, guys, this is Kevin Vaughn on Power Connections. People say, what's Power Connections? Well, you just heard it. Welcome to Power Connections and the Mentalist Talk Network. We are here to bring you powerful people that make a difference, not only in your life, but in the lives of others. And keep in mind, guys, we love everybody, and we know that Jesus is Lord. Hey, last thing I'm going to leave you with, ladies and gentlemen, always, always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. And we'll see you next time on the Power Connections program. Thank you so much, Doc and Brother Wayne. We'll see you guys next time. And we love you guys out there. Remember, we got to make a difference for our young people. We got to make a difference. Hey, this is Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. Wake up, everybody. We'll see you. Wake up, everybody. Take care.
Builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. Only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Do it alone. Need some help now.
Teach the babies,
teach the children.